Abortion giant Planned Parenthood defends sexual deviants, don't kink shame. By Catherine Hamilton on July 12, 2023. Abortion giant Planned Parenthood tweeted in favor of sexual deviants on Tuesday by posting a colorful graphic that reads, "Stop kink shaming." The graphic is surrounded by sketches of sadomasochistic sex toys, including a whip and a paddle. Planned Parenthood captioned the graphic by writing, "Don't yuck someone else's yum. Everyone deserves the freedom to explore their own sexuality free of shame and stigma," the abortion giant asserted. Kinks are often defined as sexual activities that fall outside of what is considered normal. For example, the sketches of toys included in the graphic are sadomasochistic, meaning they would be used to derive gratification by both inflicting and receiving pain. Planned Parenthood's tweet ultimately promotes sexual dysfunction, perversion, and even violence under the guise of being accepting and edgy. The message comes as the abortion giant's affiliates are coming under fire for hosting sex summer camps for young teens while also drumming up their transgender services in the wake of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision. The organization, which benefits from widespread sexual promiscuity and the cultural breakdown of monogamy, also asserted in June that virginity is a social construct designed to oppress women and girls. The idea of virginity comes from outdated, let's be real, patriarchal ways of thinking that hurts everyone. The organization tweeted over a picture of a billboard that states, "Virginity is a social construct." Planned Parenthood appeared to limit who could respond to its post as of Wednesday, but not before receiving backlash from conservatives and feminists alike. How about the serial sexual sadists and killers? Are they to explore their own sexuality free of shame and stigma too? Every naive idiot hedonist eventually runs into or becomes a monster and learns or dies, famous Canadian academic and psychologist Dr. Jordan Peterson said. Planned Parenthood is in schools across the nation. Interesting new path they're going down. This is what they want to teach your children, Gays Against Groomers tweeted. The account for the Hetero.rx podcast, which contains the perspective of TERFs, trans-exclusionary radical feminists, contended that Planned Parenthood is promoting the kinds of degrading sex found in popular pornography and ultimately telling women to keep their mouths shut and their legs open when their partners want to inflict sexual masochism on them. The podcast account weighed in. "The more I think about this, the more upset I'm getting. In the past 5 years, we've heard more and more stories about young women who have been pressured to accept battery, choking, anal penetration, and other humiliations that men have learned from watching violent and degrading pornography." Planned Parenthood, in lieu of saying nothing at all, has decided to weigh in by telling young women, "This is who follows at PPFA, isn't it?" that they should keep their mouths shut and their legs open when their partners want to inflict sexual masochism on them, the account continued. There's subtext in this tweet: if you don't support kink, you don't support Planned Parenthood. If you don't make your body available to men, then don't expect to visit Planned Parenthood for sexual health services. Shay Woolahan, a writer for the feminist news and opinion website Redux and coordinator for the LGB Alliance, also pointed out the sexually violent nature of Planned Parenthood's post. "Don't yuck someone else's yum" is such a juvenile, sugar-coated way of saying don't shame people for strangling and beating their partners to get off. "Just say what you really mean," Woolahan said.